The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
3:07 on the Central Coast. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, or as we call it, at my house, the day before vacation. I'm Dave Congleton, welcoming you to another edition of Hometown Radio. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Craig and I are with you all the way till 7 o'clock on this broadcast today. A little bit of everything. During the 4 o'clock hour, Mitch Massey, Mr. Sports, is back with us. Let's talk about baseball and gambling. It's not just the accusations surrounding the Dodgers. This goes all the way back in baseball history. We'll talk. Annie Lorenzen at 5:05. Let's get reaction to Governor DeSantis in Florida. He signed new legislation that children under the age of 14 can't have social media. What do we think of that? Dr. Larry Martinez at 6:05 takes us back into outer space. It is a Dave Congleton show, always your hometown radio talk show. First up, April is many things, not the least of which it is National Parkinson's Awareness Month. We are joined in conversation by two members of the Central Coast Parkinson's Association. We have the president, April Huckabee, who is also the founder of a nonprofit based in Santa Maria called Neurofighters. And we also welcome back Barry Cleveland, who is the vice president, and he knows all about Parkinson's because he's been dealing with it for a while. Anyway, good afternoon to you both. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you also.
Thanks,
Kevin.
Barry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Dave. Really, I've had a great year and healthy, and my doctor even referred to me as the Benjamin Buttons of Parkinson's.
Because you're getting younger each year?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but some of my symptoms have actually gotten better and better, and substantially so. And, you know, it's thrilling to have that happen. It's not the norm.
And April, you work a lot with people with Parkinson's. I have a feeling Barry's not your typical.
Barry does what needs to be done to help manage symptoms and live a great life with Parkinson's. Exercise, eating right, those things are paramount and critical to what you see with Barry, you know, symptom management and reversal in some cases of symptoms.
Talk about that. You're committed to your diet and to exercise.
Yes, absolutely. And I've always been kind of big against exercise, but once I had a diagnosis some 8 or 9 years ago, I kind of ramped it up because that was seen to be the only thing in the Parkinson's community that people agreed on, that exercise was good. Good to keep your body moving. And so I've kept very active, hiking, biking, yoga classes, exercise classes, walking. Anything I can do to move, that's what we've got to do to beat Parkinson's. Keep moving.
And yet, April, you've told me in the past that there are some people who get Parkinson's and they just give up.
That does happen. Yeah. I mean, some people, it's overwhelming. And, you know, they just don't even want to deal with it or manage it. But honestly, Parkinson's is a very livable condition with the right management. It's not a death sentence. So, you know, if you get out and get in the community, we have an amazing community here on the Central Coast. We have a lot of really great doctors. We have a lot of really great physical therapists. We have several exercise programs up and down the coast. And it's a very manageable disease if you get in with the right group and the right medical care.
Put a plug in for Neurofighters.
Well, NeuroFighters is a non-contact boxing and functional exercise program that's based in Santa Maria. I have about 50 fighters that come 3 days a week and work out very hard for those 3 hours that they're there. And they all live a better life because of it.
And roughly 40 of the 50 are Parkinson cases.
Correct. About 40 of my fighters have Parkinson's. The others have, I've got a couple with Huntington's disease. I have a couple with strokes. I've got two with spinal cord injuries, cauda equina, and then another condition. I've got about 40 that are regularly Parkinson's people.
How does she help people with Parkinson's with this program?
She rips it up big time. It's a class. I remember. I don't do it anymore down there. Of course, I do it up here down in San Luis, and April's based down in Santa Maria. But she has people coming from all over. She puts people to the test. She makes people work. They have great fun time at the same time. She really puts people through their paces, keeping them motivated to keep working at it, and they're happy, and we're happy. We're a happy bunch.
Well, and have you ever boxed, Dave?
No.
Okay, well, you're missing
shadow boxing.
Yeah, you until you hit a bag, man, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, it's great fun.
It's so fun.
I ended up getting one and put it in my garage.
Yeah, I've got one at home too. It's great fun. It's a great stress release. It's great exercise. It moves your body in all planes of motion. It's you know, ESPN ranks it the best exercise you can do out there. And
really?
When it's mixed with Parkinson's, it moves the body. It Parkinson's wants to take so much away. It wants to rob you of so much. It wants to make your muscles stiff. It wants to make you rigid. It doesn't make you want to move your core. You don't want to get your feet up off the ground. Boxing counteracts all that stuff.
Well, look who's a boxer, our own Craig Hill. What do you got?
Well, I'm a big boxing fan.
I do remember that.
And I do have a heavy bag and a speed bag at my house right now.
What's a speed bag?
I love it.
The one that
goes up in the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one that looks really easy to do, and then you try it and realize how hard it is.
Oh, man.
Learning the punch and roll technique.
Do you use it?
I haven't done it in a while, but I was working with my son recently because he wanted to do it, and so I was just showing him, you know, how to properly do it and how to do the speed bag and all that.
It's definitely something you have to practice, that speed bag. Before I started teaching it, I hung one in my backyard and I was like, okay, I'm going to learn this before I look like an idiot when I teach it.
Well, why'd you start NeuroFighters?
You know, a lady in Santa Maria, her husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's and there was no program in town and she didn't want to drive to LA. And so she said, hey, will you look up this Rock City boxing program and see what it's about? And
Rock City.
That's one of the biggest programs out there. It's a certification program, so I do have their certification, and that's you learn, and then you can teach these classes.
It's developed specifically for Parkinson's.
Yeah,
people suffering with Parkinson's disease.
Right, and so in helping her, I learned about Parkinson's. I learned about all the stuff needed to train classes, and then when I saw how good he was after about 3 months and what a difference it made in his life. And I mean, he shuffled his feet and couldn't swing his arms. And 3 months later, I had him jumping rope and swinging his arms and boxing on standing on a Bosu ball, which is one of those half dome balls,
yeah.
Boxing on a bag. And he just could do, his golf game got better. And so I saw what it did and I was like, we have to help more people. So it sort of snowballed from there.
What's the website, April?
It's NeuroFighters, NeuroFightersInc.com.
NeuroFightersInc.com.
I believe so.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out during the break.
Or NeuroFighters.com.
April Huckabee, Barry Cleveland on this broadcast, reminding us that April is a National Parkinson's Awareness Month. Too many Aprils taking place here. We'll come back and chat some more. We want to talk about some upcoming events and get an update on the research. We got a lot of ground to cover. You're listening to Hometown Radio. If you're just joining us, we're in conversation with April Huckabee, the president, Barry Cleveland, the vice president of the Central Coast Parkinson's Association. April, what's the website for the group?
For the Central Coast Parkinson's Association, it's myccpa.org.
Right. Let's start with the events. You have some events coming up this month because it is Parkinson's Awareness
Month. It is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and we do lots of events during this month. So on April 13th, we have a move-a-thon at Paso Robles Physical Therapy.
A move-a-thon.
What do you think that means?
I'm going to get off my duff and move around.
You are going to get off your duff. We're going to do a walk, a one-mile walk at 10 o'clock. And then from there, there is a Pilates demonstration that you get to join, a yoga demonstration, a power moves demonstration. I'm going to do a shadow boxing demo, and then there's like a little social hour. They've got quite a few things going on, so it's from 10 to 1 at Paso Robles Physical Therapy.
Is this just for people with Parkinson's?
Nope. Okay. Anyone can come. We're raising funds for Parkinson's research, so we're doing it as a fundraiser. And we are asking for some registration ahead of time if you're going to come, so we know how many to expect, which is pasorobelspt.com, I believe.
Pasorobelspt.com.
Mm-hmm. Or you can go on our social media. There is food at that event.
Better be healthy snacks.
The CCPA, Central Coast Parkinson's Association, is providing snacks and goodies at about 1 o'clock. So definitely come and raise some funds with us.
Who should come?
Anybody. Everybody.
People who have connections with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, or not.
Related.
Or you want to learn about it. You know, the beautiful thing.
Just get in shape.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about that location is they do classes in addition to Parkinson's classes, they do all kinds of other classes. So you do not have a neurological issue to check this out and to see what they have to offer. This particular event is for Parkinson's research fundraising, but they have a lot of options available if you want to check them out. They're a beautiful facility. I went up there a couple months ago and checked them out, and it's fabulous.
We'll repeat this information a couple times during our visit, and then there's a second event.
There is. So we do an annual Parkinson's Foundation community walk. This will be our third year doing this. It's at Rancho Grande Park in Rio Grande, which is 500 James Way. I set up routes within the park, and we just walk around. There's a quarter-mile route all the way up to a two-mile route. And then we do a family barbecue afterwards, free.
You guys like to eat.
We, of course. This one will be healthy. My husband cooks every year. He does an amazing job with him and his team. My bonus son comes, and then he has got some friends that come. And they do chicken and
he puts on a great barbecue,
and,
that's for sure.
Yeah. It's
no amateurs there.
No, it's really fun. Everybody loves it. We usually end up with about 80 people. So it's a really fun day. And we're going to raise money this year for the Parkinson's Foundation for the walk, and then any funds raised during the barbecue that people donate to help cover the barbecue, we're actually going to pass on to Michael J. Fox, because they've got some fabulous research going on right now, and we want to continue to support that.
He's the name, isn't he?
He's
when it
the
comes
name.
To Parkinson's.
Yeah. People sort of tie in everything with him. Mm-hmm.
And what's the latest on him?
We'll bury you on a... Well, on him, he's had Parkinson's since he was 29.
30 years. Yeah. 30 years he's had Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
And he's suffering. He's in a wheelchair most of the time. He has trouble speaking. I'm actually having an opportunity. I'm going to meet him next month Redwood City. So yeah, I'll be able to give an update.
What's the event? What's in Redwood City?
It's unclear, but I got an invite, so I said, well, I'll sign up for that. But there's something going on up there, but they were a little closed-mouthed about it.
I noticed that the British Academy Awards in February, he presented Best Picture, and they wheeled him out in a wheelchair, but then he insisted on standing up and doing the last few steps on his own, and
nice.
he was able to announce the Best Picture. So yeah. It was a short speech, but he's Michael J. Fox.
Well, his is a good example of his why he's in a wheelchair is partly because he fell a couple times this last couple years and injured himself.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't from the Parkinson contributed to his losing his balance and falling, but it wasn't Parkinson's that made him, I think he didn't break his neck, but he had some vertebrae problems and a hip or something.
And he's got a lot of dyskinesia going on, so that's probably not helping any healing.
And I'm sorry, what is dyskinesia?
Dyskinesia is it's those erratic movements you see that he's kind of got going on where it's uncontrolled muscle movements. And it's sort of a side effect of the meds after having it for so long.
But the positive, I imagine, is all the money that he's raised. His
Absolutely.
Foundation has raised.
And the research that his foundation is doing is changing the world. It really is.
About that, Barry. What's going on with the research?
Well, it's really been exciting. It was really just late last year that a biomarker was developed for Parkinson's disease, and that's basically a test where you can see if you have Parkinson's or not. In the past, the only way you can find, not the only way, but how Parkinson's is diagnosed is clinically. You go into your doctor, he moves your arms and rounds and legs, you walk, you show him your how fast you can move your hands, you do all this, and that's how you're diagnosed. This is something where they found that it's a misfolded protein that they're able to get out by a spinal tap, which is quite a process, but you could see if there is this misfolded protein called...
it's alpha-synuclein.
Alpha-synuclein. I always have trouble with that one. misfolded and clumps up, and that's what causes Parkinson's disease. So this test can now do that clinically. Not clinically, but via a real test. But the exciting news about this is just last 2 weeks ago, they've actually now, instead of doing a spinal tap, they can actually do a skin graft and a skin biopsy to see if you have Parkinson's disease or not.
And they're working on making it a blood and a saliva test as well.
Absolutely.
Those are the next steps.
Even a nose swab.
Nose swab, I read that, yeah.
Just like a DNA test you see in the movies where they do a test there. And that will give a way for scientists to focus on how to fix this and focus their research where it needs to be done.
Yeah, the thing is it used to be that you could only find the misfolding of these proteins post-mortem. And so now they're figuring out how to actually find them in somebody who's still alive. They did 1,400 people in this study, I believe it was, and they were able to look at people who had Parkinson's and people who didn't have Parkinson's. So they can actually see if you have these markers, you know, before Parkinson's even develops, which is how they're going to work on.
And think of it like a cholesterol test. We have a cholesterol test, and you get a rating between 50 and 300 or whatever it is. Right now, this test for Parkinson's is kind of yes or no. But they'll probably, what they want to do is develop it so you get a range. Mm. How much alpha misfolded proteins do you have in your system? And give you a rating. You might be able to do this test when you're 10 years old or 5 years old to see if you actually have this in your future. And this is the future of medicine. It's pretty exciting.
Would you want to know if you're 10 years old?
Absolutely.
I think so.
I would want to know. You know, the thing is, Dave, is, you know, you see Barry has a tremor. A lot of times you don't see, you don't know that you've got something going on until you see these kind of outside symptoms.
Right.
So you don't know anything's going on until you have a tremor or till you have other issues that go along with it. And by then, you've lost so much of your dopamine, you have to keep what you've got, and you've got to use it so effectively that it's now an uphill battle. I mean,
right.
When you
started having tremors and having symptoms, you've probably lost 60 to 70% of your dopamine.
If not more.
Or more. Yeah. And if you're younger, you can start treatments and get there. But that's a philosophical question people ask if you can get cancer in your lifetime.
If you can be treated for it in advance.
Before it
sure.
happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Makes sense. All right. So it's pretty exciting.
Remind me, Barry, does this run in your family?
It does not. It does not. I checked it out.
Parkinson's is hereditary about 10% of the time.
So any sense as to how you got it?
Well, I used to have a lot of land with a lot of poison oak on it. And I used to spray it with a lot of Roundup.
Yep.
And I think that may have contributed, though Roundup is not identified as such, but it's discussed.
What about that, April? Roundup?
Yeah, I mean, Paraquat is a big one. You know, in my class, I've got a wide variety of people who've got Parkinson's. I have some that sprayed Roundup and Paraquat. I have some that were landscapers. I have some that were teachers. I have a lot of Agent Orange, Vietnam vets.
But Barry, you got it early, relatively, didn't you?
No, I was 59.
Which is young. That's considered young. You're under the 60 line, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, yes, young. Not Michael J. Fox young.
Not.
But it's pretty typical being diagnosed in late 50s, early 60s.
Yes.
But I was also misdiagnosed initially with something much worse than Parkinson's disease.
What's worse than Parkinson's?
I was diagnosed with cortebasal degeneration, or CBD, and that's it has Parkinsonian symptoms, but you lose the ability to move, you lose the ability to swallow, you ultimately lose the ability to breathe, and it usually only lasts 5 to 8 years once you're diagnosed. But thankfully, that was a misdiagnosis. But for 4 months, I was living under that diagnosis.
Oh, dear.
Scary.
All right, let's take a break. We'll check with California Headline News and ABC Radio News. Craig updates us with Time Saver Traffic and Weather together. April is National Parkinson's Awareness Month, so we are being made aware. Thanks to our guests, April Huckabee and Barry Cleveland. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. Craig, thank you. As I have been previewing, this is my last show for a little bit. Vacation starts tomorrow, but not to worry. You'll be in good hands. Craig will be here all week. Jeff Bliss is coming up from Orange County. He's going to run the show tomorrow and Thursday. He's got some great guests. Got a best of day for you on Friday. Mitch Massey is on his way today. He'll spend the 4 o'clock hour with us. Meanwhile, we are back with our friends from the Central Coast Parkinson's Association. April Huckabee is the president. She's also founder of the Neurofighters nonprofit. Barry Cleveland has been battling Parkinson's for a while, but he seems in good spirit and in fine form. As we come back, April, let's remind folks about the two events coming up this month.
We have an April 13th event in Paso Robles at Paso Robles Physical Therapy. It's a move-a-thon. We're going to do some walking, some Pilates, some yoga, some boxing, some power moves, lots of exercise.
Are those all optional, or do I have to do all those things, April?
You choose what you want, Barry.
Okay, that's good.
If you don't want to do some Pilates, I won't make you.
As long as there's snacks.
There's snacks at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a little social hour. We can all chit-chat and raise some money for Parkinson's research. And then on April 20th, we do our Parkinson's Foundation community walk. It's kind of like moving day you see on TV ads and a lot of social media stuff. This is just a smaller event. We don't have quite the people or location. We're not big enough for a moving day, but we do what was called a community walk with them. And so we'll do that. And you walk anywhere from a quarter mile to 2 miles, depending upon what you can get done. And then we do a big family barbecue after that. That's at Rancho Grande Park in Arroyo Grande.
Everything's on the website.
Everything is on our website, myccpa.org.
Myccpa.org.
Correct.
Come on by and support this organization. Barry, let's remind folks of the basics. When did you know that you had Parkinson's? What were the signs?
The very first sign was actually my arm, my right arm didn't swing when I walked. Normally your arms swing back and forth, and I never noticed it, but a neighbor of mine mentioned it to me, and this was probably back in 2012, I'm going to say. I just realized, oh, that's kind of odd. And I didn't have a tremor or anything like that. It was minor, but I lost my sense of smell, which was not happy about that.
And very common.
And very common.
Very common. That's one of the sort of precursors.
Right. And so I ended up going to a neurologist at one point, and he didn't think I had anything to worry about. And it was minor, and it wasn't bothersome, but I thought I would check it out. And then then I started having other symptoms. My handwriting started getting small. My right hand got very stiff, and it was hard to open and close it with much strength. So I went to a couple other neurologists, and as I said, I was diagnosed with something that was Parkinsonianisms, which is the symptoms of Parkinson's, but it was a different disease. But then that was changed to a Parkinson's diagnosis in 2015, if I've got those numbers right. So then things have progressed, but very, very slowly. I feel very lucky. There's people out there really suffering, and I don't feel I'm suffering much at all.
Are you wearing a patch?
I'm wearing something new where they're, instead of taking pills, which I still take meds every day, as all Parkinson's patients do, but this is a patch that gives you a slow release of the drug. And so far, it keeps you on the amount of medicine going into you is consistent, where the meds you take orally with pills, you kind of go up and you kind of go down as the dopamine replacement is what it is, wears off, and then you build it back up, and wears off, builds back up, wears off.
So you have to take those meds regularly, and you want to try and not have an off period. So the patch kind of keeps him level. He doesn't get those down dips as much.
Is that relatively new?
The new Pro patch has been around. Is that what you're on?
Yes.
Yeah, so the new Pro patch has been around a while. I can't tell you how old it is, but it's been around a while.
Let's take a call. Here's North County Jim on KVEC. Hey, Jim.
David, how are you doing?
Good, buddy. Thank you.
How are your guests? Fine?
Yeah, we're good.
I read a study about treatment for Parkinson's. The treatment was with ultrasound. Have you heard of that study?
I have, yes. That's,
yes.
Focused ultrasound.
And is it any good?
It depends upon if you're a candidate for it or not. It can be a great therapy if you are qualified for it, but it does sort of kill off that part of the brain to manage those symptoms. And once that happens, as they say, you can make the hole bigger, but you can't make it smaller. So you got to make sure you're in the right space and the right candidate for that.
So it's not for everybody, is what you're saying?
Correct. There are several therapies. There's that one. There's deep brain stimulation where they go in and they put the electrodes in your brain, and it's controlled with a battery pack that they put in your chest. Not everybody is a candidate for some of that. So factors that go into it are you can't have any cognitive decline. You can't be too old. You have to have the right symptoms. So, with the DBS, it helps with tremors. With the focus ultrasound, can also help with tremors. But it doesn't help with other things, like it's not going to help you with some of the non-motor stuff, and it's not going to help you with, it doesn't always help with your balance. It may not. It's not specifically made for that. So it's just, you have to be the right candidate and have the right stuff going on, and unfortunately not everybody has the same stuff when it comes to Parkinson's.
What would you say, Barry?
I would agree with what I've read is the same, though some people have actually had good results from it.
Yeah.
But I think we haven't really mentioned so much. Everybody's Parkinson's is their own. Everybody's got, it seems, a different set of symptoms. And so that's why these therapies, there's so many different therapies out there, is trying to fit for some people they work and some people they don't. This deep brain stimulation is an incredible thing. They put this pin in your, put two pins in your, in through your skull, and these pins are 2-3 inches long. And it controls tremors for some people, and it's been around for 20 years, I think.
Yeah, it's amazing therapy. If you're a candidate for either one of those things, it can be amazing and life changing.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I wish him luck. Yeah. I hope my research progresses.
That's kind of you to say.
Great.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank
good
you.
To hear from you.
Thank you very much.
We're talking with Barry Cleveland and April Huckabee about Parkinson's. This is April is National Parkinson's Awareness Month. So what else about alternative holistic therapies? Are we getting into those?
Well, there's people who do a lot of things, and if you troll social media in any way, shape, or form, you'll find people doing all kinds of stuff. I've had people in my class that have done kind of biofeedback. I've had people do some, natural medicines, and I can't tell you what they are, but they've taken herbs and supplements as opposed to starting the medicines right away. There's people who only will do exercise, and then when symptoms get bad enough, then they'll start the meds. There's a lot of research lately with cold plunging, which new hot thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of the new hot thing is cold plunging.
Because what? It shocks the system?
It shocks the system, and kind of it's meant to kind of regulate your nervous system is what I think it works. I haven't tried it yet. I don't like being cold, so I'm not going there yet.
But. Yeah. So what are you doing, Barry? What's your therapy?
No cold plunge. not yet, though. I have a hot tub that I don't have on right now. That's probably a semi-cold plunge. But not
saunas.
The temperatures.
Have you tried the sauna for your Parkinson's? Have you tried
no.
One? I know some people who will do sauna. They'll back and forth, sauna, cold plunge.
Ooh. Sounds exciting. No, mm-hmm. I one thing we haven't mentioned is having a healthy diet.
Yes.
Keeping sugars low, which is very hard. It's funny, I never liked sugar much. I shouldn't say I never liked it. I just didn't have sugar much. But once I got Parkinson's disease, I craved it. And I would have an ice cream cone and a couple cookies and a brownie after dinner. I mean, I would do it frequently. And that was not healthy for me, and I've gotten better at it. But I still have cravings for sugar.
Yeah, so the gold standard for neurological conditions is the Mediterranean diet. And actually, we all should eat the Mediterranean
diet. Yeah, really.
But that's sort of the gold standard. We have a couple of movement disorder doctors who've become sort of food scientist kind of doctors, and there's really a lot more research about it, and they're really pushing it. And that's really one of the best diets if you have a neurological condition that you can do. You know, limiting your dairy is also important.
Right.
You don't want too much of that. You don't want to not eat protein, but you want to not take your protein with your meds because the protein can interfere with the meds. But, look up the Mediterranean diet if you don't know anything about it. It's fish oils, it's nuts, it's grains, it's,
all good
vegetable
stuff.
Vegetables. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a great diet.
All right, we're talking about Parkinson's. It's a reminder that April is National Parkinson's Awareness Month. We have members of the Central Coast Parkinson's Association in studio with us. April Huckleby is the president. Barry Cleveland is the vice president. We'll come back for a final segment. We're live, we're local, we're hometown. All right, we've been focusing on the Parkinson's. So I should have asked this earlier. What's the stats? How many people have Parkinson's?
There are 10 million people worldwide that have Parkinson's.
10 million.
There are 90,000 people a year in the U.S. diagnosed with Parkinson's. The number of individuals with Parkinson's they're projecting is going to double by 2040. You're talking 16 years, you're going to have 20 million people with Parkinson's.
Is this all because of Roundup?
No, but it is environmental. They do believe it's environmental. It's not all because of Roundup, but there's a lot of factors that kind of.
Well, you're talking about exercise and diet, but aren't there things that people should be doing in terms of avoiding?
Yeah, exercise and diet. I mean, that's true for a lot of conditions, but.
But avoiding Roundup or
avoiding things. I mean, you can avoid spraying your vegetables in your garden, but. We all breathe the same, we all breathe air and look at where we live. Yeah, live in a very agriculture area here on the Central Coast for those that aren't listening locally. So it just all.
And it takes, what I've learned is it takes two things. It's not just, being near, say, Roundup or something else. And in fact, Roundup is not mentioned that often in the.
No, Paraquat more than Roundup.
Paraquat is. But that and something that you have in yourself, in your own body. I mean, everybody who uses Paraquat doesn't get Parkinson's.
It's right.
Everybody who works in a fertilizer factory doesn't get Parkinson's. You need to have something in your own system that ties together with the environmental piece that.
And it could be exposure to numerous things, Like with anything, why do some people get cancer? Why do some others not? And they're in the same environment. Why do sibling groups? I mean. You have any siblings, Barry? Do your siblings have Parkinson's?
No, they don't.
So, they grew up the same.
Right.
What happened later, or it just depends upon what.
I was at the World Parkinson Congress a few years ago in Kyoto, Japan, and I met a man, and everybody sits down and chats, and I said, "Well, how long have you been diagnosed?" He goes, "Oh, it's been about a year." And I go, "Oh, well, you're in your rough first year." And he goes, "Well, my mother has it, my brother has it, so I figured I was on the list to get it."
Yeah.
So it was basically hereditary through his family.
There are familial links. We have a guy in Santa Maria who all the women in his family get Parkinson's. They're actually studying them at one of the universities. I think it's in Ohio or Iowa. But all the women get it.
April, let's remind folks of the two big events this month for National Parkinson's Awareness Month locally.
April 13th at Paso Robles Physical Therapy, we have a move-a-thon, everything from walking to Pilates, boxing, yoga, power moves, some other stuff going on. We have a social hour at 1 o'clock that day. That's Paso Robles Physical Therapy. PassRebelsPT.com if you want to pre-register for us. That'd be great. And then on April 20th, we have our Parkinson's Foundation Community Walk, where we walk anywhere from a quarter mile to 2 miles, and we raise money for the Parkinson's Foundation. And then we are doing our Family Day Barbecue that we do every year. And that starts about 11 o'clock, 11:30. And my husband will be barbecuing for everybody. Chicken, beans, rice. Not rice, sorry.
Could have brought some food today.
I could have. I brought you a t-shirt, man.
I know, but some chicken.
I mean, I would have brought Craig a milkshake, but he didn't tell me he wanted it beforehand. Yeah. Next time I know.
Yeah, we need to be fed here on radio. Everything's on the website.
Everything's on myccpa.org.
All right. There's a big donor we want to acknowledge.
Yeah. I'm going to let Barry talk about that.
Yeah. John and Diane Connors have been long-term San Luis Obispo people. People might remember them from managing Embassy Suites years ago, and
sure,
also their own bed and breakfast up there on Monterey Street, I think Petit Soleil.
Oh, yes.
That was theirs. They've since sold it. And John's been a supporter of the community, and he and his wife made a very large donation towards education for exercise, educating people with Parkinson's, how exercise can improve your life, and also for people putting on these programs to be trained and have more of it available. So we're giving out funds for trainers as well as for individuals who need help in affording some of these programs that are out there for exercise. And we really appreciate John and Diane doing this. It's kind of stepped up our game, and when you get a big donation, you go, okay, now we've got to start really working on this and make sure these funds get used well. And so we're really excited about that. It just started this last month.
And, of course, April, you welcome donations regularly, large and small.
We do. Yep, absolutely. We everything goes back into the community. My program is also a nonprofit, and I put everything back into my fighters.
So explain a little bit more about this program. This is NeuroFighters.
Yeah, it's a non-contact boxing and functional exercise program for people living with neurological conditions. So basically what we do is we exercise. In addition to the exercise classes that I do, I also offer caregiver classes. I offer life coaching.
Caregiver classes.
So people
just how to be a caregiver?
So how to take care of yourself while you're taking care of someone else. Because get burned out, how do you take care of your person with Parkinson's?
Apparently, the research shows it's the caregiver who carries the
burden.
The burden,
yeah,
more than the client.
There's a huge burden on caregivers, and I feel it's that as much as the person with Parkinson's needs to make their life better, so does the caregiver. They need to understand that putting themselves first is not selfish, that taking care of yourself means that you're taking care of the person that you're helping to care for. You have to have, yourself feeling good and where you need to be able to do that. And if you can't, then we need to help you. So I offer those caregiver classes quarterly. I offer time with life coaches if they need it. I bring life coaches in to work with my people. I have dance classes. I do little mini retreats where I have the care partner, which is oftentimes the spouse of the care partner, and the person with Parkinson's or the person with a neurological condition come in, and we do 3 and 4 hour events. Last month we did a vision board, and they got to do that together as a couple and think about the year and what they want to accomplish this year and stuff like that. So everything that I raise for my program goes right back into making sure that the whole person is taken care of.
But the classes are in Santa Maria?
Classes are in Santa Maria. However, I do have an online option. If somebody can't get out of their home or if they don't want to travel, I do teach 3 online classes a week.
You know, it's too bad that April kind of slacks off so often.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much done.
I think she's doing enough.
Yeah. She's just been fantastic, not just for our organization, but for the community at large here. And she's just been fantastic and moving us forward in lots of different ways. So I thank you, April, for all you do for so many people.
I can't imagine my life without this.
Yeah, it'd be very worthwhile. So Barry, talk a little bit about how living with Parkinson's has changed your life. You've been doing this now for more than a decade.
How's it changed my life? I have to have meds with me all the time, which I slip in every 4 hours. But I have to be, I'm not quite as energetic as I used to be. But of course, I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure it's changed my life, and I have to be conscious of it. But I still do the same things I've always done. I travel.
Were you working when you got diagnosed, Barry?
I was winding down my company.
Okay, so you were close to retirement?
Right.
Okay.
Right, so I didn't have to, that's a good point, I didn't have to suffer through working and yeah. dealing with Parkinson's at the same time.
You know, the younger somebody's diagnosed, which is happening more and more often these days, a lot of times they're working individuals. And then it's like, do I stay working? Do I retire?
Right.
So it's good that you were sort of already on your way down.
Yeah. Well, my way up is how I.
Or your way up, yeah. Your way down with work and up with all your free time.
Yeah, let's frame this correctly, Paul.
But this has come, more and more people are getting younger.
Diagnosed younger. Mm-hmm. You know, anything under 60 is really young onset Parkinson's. But
there's early Alzheimer's. So there's
early onset Alzheimer's also. But there is young. It's YOPD is what they call it, young onset Parkinson's disease. And there's a whole community out there. You know, you've got Jimmy Cho from American Ninja. Was it American Ninja that the
Barry and I are looking at each other like, what?
You know what? You know
I
what?
Remember the name, but I don't.
He was from that show, American Ninja. I think where they do all that physical stuff. I don't know. It looked way too much for me. But he was young onset. There's a whole huge community out there, and there's more and more people that are getting diagnosed younger. And there needs to be more research about it, and I think it's coming.
Are the classes year-round, April?
My classes are year-round all the time. I take 1 week off in the summer, and we have a random holiday here and there. But other than that, they are year-round. So, like, people go to physical therapy, and they go to different stuff like that. That's just a chunk of time. You go for 6 weeks at a time or whatever, and then you have to wait till your insurance kicks in again. My program is year-round.
All right, I'm at the two-minute mark. One last time, please, April Huckabee, what's happening in April?
April 13th, we have Paso Robles Physical Therapy Move-a-thon, everything from walking to boxing to Pilates, and then a social hour afterwards. And then April 20th, we have our Parkinson's Foundation Community Walk and Family Barbecue Day at Rancho Grande Park in Rio Grande.
Everything is on the website.
Everything is on the website at myccpa.org.
You offer a support group?
Yes, we have numerous support groups. We have Atascadero, Arroyo Grande,
Morro Bay,
Lompoc. That's it, right?
Five. Online or in person or
all
both?
All of them are in person, yeah. If somebody wants an online support group, I always recommend the Parkinson's Alliance. Parkinson's Alliance, because they have some good ones. But locally, everything's online.
All right. Our thanks to Barry Cleveland and April Huckabee for coming in. Barry, I got about 30 seconds for a final thought.
Well, I wanted to say I was on your show, I think a year or two, maybe it's been 2 years, and I wasn't real optimistic about therapies being developed that were going to make a big difference. But I have changed my tune on that. With these biomarker breakthroughs through now a skin test, you can find these things. Scientists are going to be able to focus their research on much more precise information. And I think there's really going to be a landslide of new therapies and maybe a cure.
Let's hope, April.
I agree. There's potentially 3 new drugs coming out this year before the end of the year. So I just saw that this morning. So in the meantime, exercise, and eat right.
And it's fun. And you take April's class. Not only do you exercise and have fun, it's a whole community you get involved with.
I could take that class and I could beat up Mitch Massey.
Well, Mitch is a pretty big fellow, so
we'll see. He's up next.
He's a strong man.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Dave.
Off we go. News, traffic, weather, 4 o'clock hour starts now.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.